Thank you for tuning into Hey Strangeness. My name is Aaron.
I'm Sarah.
And we are here for a very special episode.
Special.
Very special. instead of a research topic today, we're going to talk about our recent adventure at CryptidCon. I'm going to do an echo effect in there.
Very good.
Yeah. CryptidCon! We drove our happy asses all the way from Austin, Texas to Lexington, Kentucky to attend one of the biggest events.
In my mom's car.
In your mom's car, yes. Sarah's mom has a really nice SUV. We have a small sports sedan. So for road tripping, it was the better choice. Sarah, well, how are you today? you doing all right? You having a... having a pretty good week back?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm doing good.
Sarah, if you had to summarize your CryptidCon experience in three words, what would they be?
Ooh, dazzling.
Mm.
Magnificent.
I like that.
Joyful. Oh. I was just happy. It was very comfortable, very chill, very happy. Happy with the people that I was around, happy at the awesome artwork and thing. It was good.
It was a really positive experience, I think.
Yeah. I also stopped and looked at a lot of trees.
We did see quite a few trees. Very pretty trees.
Very pretty. You don't get red trees in Texas.
No, red and yellow trees.
Yeah.
Like the leaves turn here and it's brown. Dead brown. Yeah. The leaves turn in Kentucky and it's like the color of fire. And
yellow,
gold. It was very pretty.
Very pretty.
I feel like we had a fairly, at least somewhat unique experience.
Sure, unique. I like that. Okay.
Unique, yeah.
I could see that.
Not like better than anybody else's or anything like that. Like not to be like snobbish about it, but like we got to do a lot of things that we might not have gotten to do under normal circumstances.
True.
If that makes sense.
No, true. I agree.
So we attended the convention as sponsors. That was pretty cool. We got to attend the event as sponsors. Paranormality Magazine was one of the sponsors of the event. And we, being contributors to Paranormality, got to represent the magazine at the event. So that was cool. We got to hand out wristbands. A big thank you to Jack for sponsoring our trip and sending us up there, letting us represent the magazine. We really had a great time. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
It was neat.
Meeting a lot of people.
Yeah. I would say people were really receptive, very, very kind. Nobody said, no, I don't want your wristband.
Well, I mean, it's swag. It's free swag.
Yeah.
Why would you refuse it?
Yeah.
So.
And I didn't see a lot of other wristbands there. Mystic Novelty Co. had some.
Yeah. Which they generously gifted us.
Very generously. Thank you, guys. Thank you to Mystic Novelty Co. Yeah, so that was fun. And then we were there. Wait, go ahead.
Wait, you didn't tell me your three words, did you?
Okay.
What are your three words to describe CryptidCon?
Educational, cathartic, whirlwind.
Okay. Not surprising.
Yeah. And by educational, I mean I learned a lot. I got a lot of good advice, direct and indirect, from a lot of really awesome vendors. I made a couple of mistakes that I will never make again, specifically in terms of what to wear when playing Krampus. We'll talk about that. And then also, like, cathartic, because it was just so... like you said, very positive, a very joyous experience. The people we spent time around are supremely excellent people. And I miss them. I miss those people now.
I do too.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We'll talk about them as we go. Micah Hanks and I are friends now, by the way. We're bros. I want that out there for the world. But yeah, our journey to CryptidCon in and of itself was pretty cool. We stopped off in Folk, Arkansas.
At 2 in the morning. Such a cool liminal space. But... the cops made it a little, made me feel a little antsy.
That was
only because
odd,
of the way they pulled up in front of the car, in back of the, behind the car.
Yeah.
Like effectively blocking us in, which I guess it's suspicious if two people pull up to a market at 2, an obviously closed market at 2 in the morning, but.
It also kind of isn't because it's a popular tourist destination.
Yeah, and you saw us taking pictures, very obviously taking pictures.
Yeah.
Like you had your iPhone extender thingy.
So we moved on from there and we drove straight through the night. That was fun. Straight through the night. I drank a lot of Monster Energy drinks and we arrived.
Yeah, I slept.
Yes. You did a very good job of sleeping.
I did. I slept actually very good.
To be fair, though, you had worked that day. You worked until...
Yeah, from, I think, 7 to 5.
Yeah. And I slept till noon. So it was fair.
Yeah.
I'd listened to a lot of podcasts on the way. That was a good time.
I think I made sure I stayed awake for our trip to Bucky's. And then after that, I was like, yeah, I have nothing else to be excited for right now. I'm going to sleep. This is all Texas.
Just flat Texas prairie land. A little bit of hill country, but mostly prairie land.
Yeah, up north.
A lot of small towns. Yeah. So our first night in Lexington was fun. We met up at the quote-unquote Hype House with a few of our friends. Hype House, which was a really nice Airbnb pretty close to the event center. We hung out with Kenzie and Heather and Sarah from the Manic Pixie Dream Ghouls. We hung out with Danner of Conjure Dust Designs. We hung out with Mothboy Matt from the Mothboys podcast. We hung out with Ashers and Anne. We hung out with... who else? That's everyone that stayed with us, right? But the first night was fun. Everybody was really enthusiastic, really joyous. Energetic. Joyous.
Very
yeah.
joyous and happy to see everyone and excited for what was to come. It just felt really, really just joyous.
Yeah.
I felt very happy.
We all stayed up probably a little too late, drinking and talking and just generally enjoying each other.
I don't even remember what time we went to bed.
I feel like I have such vivid memories from this weekend, but it's also a blur.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's...
So I went to sleep, like, just, like, fall asleep, and that's it.
Yeah. We went to lay down. We were the first ones to lay down, because we're old. And I remember my memories from that night are hearing people laughing and talking as I was trying to fall asleep. Dead silence, because I guess I had woken up to, like, go to the bathroom or something a few hours later. And then it was, like, the next morning, and I could hear music playing and people getting ready to leave. So it's a real blur. But then we get up, we, you know, grab some coffee or something, we go to the event center, and this is where, for me, the whirlwind kicks in, because from the moment we walked through those doors in the Clarion Hotel until the moment everything was shut down that night, it was go, 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 right?
It was really cool, yeah. There was a lot to see, and I think for this being my first big kind of cryptid type cryptid convention. I don't know. After Cryptid Bash, I felt a little like, oh, whoa. This is a lot bigger than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mean that in like a negative way at all, but
no, yeah, but it was a big event.
Which is silly because we've been to South by Southwest. I mean, we've been to PAX. We've PAX South. Mm-hmm. We've been to, you know, the conventions that are
bridal expos.
Bridal expos.
I love bridal expos. You get a lot of free cake.
So I don't know. I never really kind of thought something of that kind of scale could be available to learn more about cryptids and connect with people that also have this love for that type of community.
Yeah.
For that community.
Because there were probably a good, would you say, 2,000 to 3,000 people there total over the course of the weekend?
I mean, maybe more. It was a lot. And I so many children. The children.
Oh, the kids. Yeah. If you brought your kids to CryptidCon, I'm just going to address the audience for a second.
That's so cool.
Good on you. Yeah. Having kids run up to us when I was dressed as Krampus and asked to take a picture and say, Krampus, I love Krampus. Those were probably some of my favorite memories from the weekend.
That's awesome. It was awesome.
It was really
the
nice.
Children.
That's where some of the catharsis comes in for me, just seeing the next generation of cryptozoologists getting excited about this stuff.
Yeah.
Remembering being a kid and hearing about Mothman and being like, wow, Mothman's cool. Like, it was really, really nice.
Richard Gere.
Oh, Richard Gere, so handsome.
Richard Gere was nowhere in sight. I'm kidding.
No, he wasn't. That would be cool, though. He should make an appearance. That would be dope. If he just showed up. I love that movie. I don't care.
Shows up in a pea coat in West Virginia.
He just starts walking up to people going, have you seen my wife? Like,
why?
I don't know. But yeah, so day one, we handed out wristbands. We gave out stickers. Our stickers went really fast. Mm-hmm. We did not order enough.
Mm-mm.
So next year, I'm bringing like 200 in each type, I think.
Sure.
At least. Ugh. There was a lot of hugging, a lot of smiling, a lot of seeing people we had seen at Cryptid Bash and that we talked to a lot online. Mm-hmm. We got to meet Alex Petikov. We got to meet our friend at Other Side, Prince. We got to meet Lisa from Cryptid Comforts. And then we got to see a lot of other people, like I said, that we'd seen at Cryptid Bash. So it was nice, you know, just being in that community, being welcomed. And there were people we'd never met before that came up to us and were like, oh, hey, you guys are Hey Strangeness, right? Those were also some of my favorite moments. That was really cool. That was nice, just kind of being recognized for what we do at a big event. That was cool. That was really cool. We had a couple people ask us where our table was, even though we weren't vending. People just...
That is true.
...assumed that we were. So that was nice. That was a nice little ego booster. And then at the end of the first day, there was the podcaster panel. The podcaster panel was really cool. I think this was the first year that they've done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I feel like you could tell it was kind of a working concept, like a try this out, see how it goes sort of thing. So I'm really hoping that next year the podcaster panel will be featured a little more prominently, like,
yeah, probably at an earlier time. Yeah. And not at the end when people are leaving.
Yeah. Because there just weren't a ton of people mm-hmm. in there, and probably a good 30% of the crowd was there because we are friends with the Manic Pixie Dream Ghouls, Jeff from Strangeology, and Mothboy Matt.
And family members.
And of course, yeah, family members and fans of the other shows too. Like, you know, but there was a good chunk of the crowd that were like our friends, which was awesome though. That was so much fun. We got to hang out with Mysteries Obscure Carter while we were over there.
That was cool. That's right.
Very cool dude. Hopefully going to work together on some stuff pretty soon. We also ran into Easton Hawk, Jonathan Dodd. And we got a shirt from Jesse and Joe of Hellbent Holler. I've admired their work for a long time. It was really cool to meet them. Our friends at Mystic Novelty Co., as we mentioned. Maximus Prime Art. This was Max's first event, if you can believe it.
Really?
Yeah.
I wanted to get one of his shirts so bad.
Me too.
Soon.
Me too. We ran out of money. Really quickly.
Well, I think we forgot that it ran into Thanksgiving and realized that we had to come home with money is what happened.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would have spent it.
Yeah, we definitely would have.
If we didn't have to come home and immediately jump into a holiday where we needed to drive more and spend money.
If I could have totally gone for broke, we would have probably spent double in merchandise. What was your favorite souvenir that you got from the event? I guess this is a good time to brag about the merch we picked up.
I think the cat toy from Cryptid Comforts. That's just been the coolest little thing to play with the cats. They enjoyed it.
They love it.
And I didn't bring souvenirs for really anybody else except my cats.
Yeah, sorry.
It's just me and my cats.
I've been hearing people talk about how they got souvenirs for their family members and did some early Christmas shopping, and I love that idea.
It is. Oh, yeah. I definitely got some ideas. Yeah.
But none of my friends or family drove 18 hours, so...
It was for me?
This is my exclusive CryptidCon merchandise, yo. We got our Mothboys t-shirts.
We did. I got the tie-dye one. I was really excited because that's the one that looks the most like Sableye.
Yes, with the Hopkinsville goblin on it. And I wore that shirt in Hopkinsville on our way back. We also got a Jonathan Dodd Goblin Gang sticker.
Oh, and the Crossing the Delaware.
And the Cryptids Crossing the Delaware print. Yes, from Jonathan Dodd, conceived by the brilliant Sarah Snallygaster of the American Snallygaster Museum. A good friend of ours who we also got to hang out with quite a bit. A big thank you to the Manic Pixie Dream Ghouls for letting us crash at your table.
Oh, yeah.
And leave our stuff there. And also, you know, babying us when we got too tired and too overwhelmed. A big thank you to Jeff at Strangeology, Lisa at Cryptid Comforts, and of course, Mothboys, Mike and Matt, for trusting me with your table. Not the best decisions you've ever made. You're all smart people. But that was not your smartest decision.
Did you get a picture behind every booth?
I believe I did. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
So we kind of, that's
oh,
when
you
I,
also were the first to get the signatures of all
the paddock room hunks. The paddock room hunks. Say it.
Paddock. Stop. Paddock room hunks.
The paddock room hunks. I was the first to get every signature on.
That was your, like, we were in the car and you were like, do I have my markers on me?
I was ready to go.
You were ready to get
those signatures.
You were ready to start the hunt.
When Sarah posted that you know, poster online and was like, come to the paddock room and meet all the hunks, I was like, I'm getting this signed and I'm going to do it quickly. Those were the two thoughts that I had. Because I knew if I didn't do it early in the day in the first part of the con, I wouldn't get it done. I wouldn't get it done. But I did. I got it done within, I think, the first hour and a half.
Yeah, you had it within an hour.
Yeah.
Within a full hour.
I clocked that. Had a great time. So thank you to everybody for signing our poster. It's going to be framed very soon, along with our Cryptids Crossing the Delaware. And what was your favorite souvenir, though?
Oh, God, I didn't even finish talking about that. My first first, because I remember you said, let's take a walkthrough first and then start buying stuff.
Yeah.
I had to stop at, what is it, Skylark of Cat on the Moon.
Cat on the Moon. Skylark, Cat on the Moon. Wonderful cryptid plushie maker, beautifully talented creator.
Definitely. Fruit cryptids were so cute.
Fruit cryptids are so cool. Definitely go check that out. Check that out. We're really emphasizing shopping small businesses this Christmas. You know, get what you need to get at the big box stores, I guess. But if you're looking for really cool niche stuff, especially in the paranormal, support these independent creators. Like, mm-hmm. we've been blowing them up on our Instagram feed all weekend. And just do that. Do that. Really cool stuff that they make. Skylark, Cat on the Moon is definitely a great example.
What was your favorite, other than your signed Paddock Rim Hunks?
Well, that's obviously my number one. And if this house ever burns to the ground once you and the cats are safe, that's going to be the thing I go back for. But my signed On the Trail Companion Volume 1 from Small Town Monsters. I love Small Town Monsters. I love their films. I love all the people involved in their production, even the ones I haven't met or ever talked to. they hold a special place in my heart. And getting to run into these guys, to the Small Town Monsters crew at this event, was definitely, definitely, definitely one of my top moments. And I bought the On the Trail guide and got it signed by everybody who was there. So that was really great. That's okay. You got to plug your phone in.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. So that was my favorite souvenir. And then, of course, my Mothboy shirt. You know, love my Mothboy shirt. And then we got stickers. We got so many stickers. I even have them here so I could kind of go through them. We got stickers from, here we go. Alex Petikov, Cryptid Comforts, The Manic Pixie Dream Ghouls, Appalachian Huntsman. Let's see, what's this? More Manic Pixie Dream Ghouls. Manic Pixie Dream Ghouls again. Some more Cryptid Comforts. Jonathan Dodd. Let's see what else. The Moth Boys.
Strange Days.
Who else? Hodag Store. Hodag Store was there. That was really cool. Really fun to run into them. Let's see. There's more. Here's some more Manic Pixie Dream Ghouls.
Strangeology.
Stickers were my big thing at this event. I really wanted to get stickers from as many vendors as possible. You okay? I like stickers. That was cool. That was our little merch haul. There's more stuff, too, that I'll probably remember tomorrow. But, again, Whirlwind. Really can't emphasize that enough. So, yeah, after the podcaster panel, there was a bit of a wind down. And then we went to the Mirror Twin Brewing Company, is that what it was called?
I think so.
Which is a neat place. It has two bars, which was confusing, but that was fun. Had a nice little wind down, and then we went back to the hype. Back to the house where we went to church. This is a tradition we helped to form at Cryptid Bash, wherein we listen to and sing Bo Burnham songs in a dark room.
Yeah, it was very beautiful.
It was a beautiful moment. Extreme catharsis. Very good time. So then day two, second day of the convention comes, starts an hour later at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I got to get donuts.
Yeah, we got donuts. Where did we get donuts from?
Spalding's Bakery.
Spalding's Bakery, yes. And later in the day, we got lunch at Red State Barbecue.
Amazing,
delicious. Being from Texas, we have the right to be snobby about barbecue, so yes. We're just going to go.
Oh yes, and, immediately. Yeah. I was like, ribs.
We're going to play that card.
Let's go.
See how it is. Totally blew me out of the water. Exceeded all my expectations, and probably the best fried pickles I've ever had.
Yes, absolutely. Those frickles were the bomb.
Incredible.
I loved them.
Do we have two Goblin Gang stickers?
Yeah, he gave us each one.
Oh, man. Thanks, Jonathan.
So one's mine. It's going on my work binder.
Do whatever you want with it. It's yours.
I picked this one, so.
you
are you okay if I take those?
Yes.
These are all ones that I picked. Well, I'll take.
Yes.
I can keep this one.
I just need, I need my goblin gang.
Yeah, we each have one.
Gang, gang.
One, two.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Okay, sorry.
That's
you
cool.
You just got me excited to decorate my workbench.
Yeah. I'm going to take some to work with me, too. Yeah. Stick them everywhere. Thank you to everybody who put our sticker on stuff.
Yeah, that was really exciting.
Yeah. Seen ourselves show up in a few people's story feeds lately. That's it's been pretty cool. Very neat. But yeah, day two was a little more chill, a little more demure.
It was rainy.
It was raining.
At least
it was
we got
cold.
To see the cemetery, though, right before it rained.
Yes, we went to the Lexington Cemetery.
Cemetery.
Not there seminary. I'm saying seminary for some reason.
Yeah, that was pretty...
That,
cool.
That was a really beautiful kind of liminal experience in the midst of all
yeah,
the chaos.
Yeah, it was what, like 8 in the morning and it was pretty, online it said it was closed, so it was, I thought we would just drive by and get a picture of the fence, but it was actually open and it was really quiet. I think we only saw like 2 cars drive through as we drove through the whole thing.
It was kind of like a Narnia-esque sort of landscape, and I don't mean that in like a sarcastic joking way. It was really otherworldly. It was beautiful. I tend to have powerful emotional responses in cemeteries, you know, whether it's self-imposed or whether it's something to do with the energy there or whatever. I don't know, but I definitely had a feeling in this place. It was it was very strong. We took some pictures and some video. We'll share those pretty shortly because it's just beautiful spot. Beautiful spot. A lot of historical grave markers there, from what I understand.
I didn't know any of the...
I didn't either.
I didn't know any of the names that were listed. I'm
no.
Sorry to them.
I didn't do my research. I didn't do my research for this episode. But it's just a very beautiful historical place in Lexington that if you get the opportunity to check it out, you should. You really, really should. So then we headed to the convention. Kind of did the same thing. Popped around and handed out wristbands. Mm-hmm. You know, said hi
to people. Talked to some people, yeah.
Talked to some folks. Checked in with our friends. And then after not too long, got into what was probably, maybe, my favorite part of the entire weekend. Didn't really talk about this for day one.
Oh, you didn't?
Krampus time!
Krampus time.
Krampus time. Krampusnacht. Your boy was Krampus. Your boy was Krampus.
You did such a good job.
Thank you.
You did such a good job.
Thank you.
Very, because I mean, you practiced for Sasquatch.
I did.
You created a walk, a kind of attitude for your Sasquatch that you were going to portray. And then last minute, due to some unfortunate circumstances, you were now Krampus and you pulled that little lurk and the moves just out. It was so cool.
Thank you.
It was so cool.
Thank you. For those of you not in the know, Queen of Cryptozoology, Sarah Cooper of the American Snallygaster Museum.
Queen.
I'm just going to refer to her as that from now on if you feel that's appropriate.
Yeah,
I do.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yes. So she and Kenzie and Heather of the Manic Pixie Dream Ghouls reached out to me a few weeks before CryptidCon and said, hey, would you like to dress as Bigfoot and take pictures with people at our
Bigfoot
booth?
Bigfoot or Sasquatch? I'm sorry.
Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Okay. I believe she said Bigfoot specifically.
Okay.
But, you know, I use the terms interchangeably.
Gotcha.
That's just me, though.
Well, no, I just wanted to make sure I didn't say the wrong one.
No, yeah, you're right. You're good. And I said, yes, absolutely, I would love to do that. I started rehearsing my Bigfoot walk right away. And then the night before the first day of CryptidCon, someone stole the Bigfoot mask out of Heather's car. Dirty bastards. Very sad. Yeah. So that's a bummer. But Sarah being Sarah and planning for every contingency had a Krampus suit waiting in the wings. And I dove right into that role, you guys.
Immediately. It was beautiful.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. Thank you to everybody who was made very uncomfortable by my physical movements, who took pictures with and of me, and who
What's
just...
What's funny is I'm so used to it.
Yeah, Sarah was just like,
Aaron,
this is normal.
You've done... Like, do you remember when you used to like do your crab pinchers out of your hands and like...
Crab time
and just lurk to
like
me?
Like this?
No, don't please.
Okay. I remember.
So I'm just like, I mean, people were terrified, but I was like, oh yeah, that's. He does that at home.
I'll tell you a 30-second story. When I was a child, I was very awkward and did not know what to do in groups of people, so I would often behave like a dinosaur. And one time, a very conservative Christian woman told me, "One day the Lord will have a purpose for you, and you'll be glad that you're able to behave like a dinosaur." I'm paraphrasing here. And then, you know, for 30 years after that, I was like, why can I be a dinosaur? This weekend, that question was answered for me. It was so I could be Krampus. The lurk. Yeah.
That's great.
So thank you to everybody. Thank you so much to Sarah and Kenzie and Heather. Thank you for letting me do that. It was great to be Krampus. I hope to be Krampus again one day. I'm adding Krampus to my resume.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. Excellent at conflict resolution.
Performance artist.
And being Krampus. I am very good at conflict resolution. So yeah, that was great. That was great. That was fantastic. And then we had, you know, the last night at the Hype House where we just kind of hung out with some of our friends and talked about the weekend, talked about the future, you know, realized how much we have in common. Mothboy Matt and I are cloned from the DNA of the same ancient alien. Did you know that?
I suspected.
Yes.
I suspected.
That's been confirmed for me by an independent scientific laboratory that I definitely didn't make up. But no, just like, it was great. It was great. Those
had
were
a good time.
Yeah.
Had a very good time.
Very, very good time. Definitely looking forward to next year. Definitely looking forward to other events next year, which we have some big plans for.
Yeah, I do. I'm looking into more around the country because... I really did not think that you and I would be able to make these kinds of trips by the end of this year.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous, but we have kind of just pulled through and made it happen and drove when it would be easier to fly.
It will. But, we'll do some flying next year.
Well, no, having our own car, you know, getting to see, I could give a shit about Tennessee. Like getting to drive through Tennessee and stuff like that. Beautiful.
Going to Hopkinsville on a whim.
On a whim. No, we should make drives. But I don't know. I didn't think we would be able to do it. And yet here we are.
It's here really we cool. are. Yeah.
We always talked about it. Getting like a van and driving around the country. So maybe this will be our thing. We'll get to go to like paranormal cryptid conventions.
Yeah.
In a van.
I loved it. I loved just about every minute of it.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice to anyone attending CryptidCon next year or in the future?
Advice? I can't really think of any. I love conventions. I love, big gatherings like this. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Be safe. Be nice. Be kind. The people who are working at the event are most likely volunteering. You know, the people that are vending are putting their, you know, their heart out, meeting people, you know, showing their artwork, their stories, their creations.
Yeah.
So yeah, be kind, be nice.
Be kind.
Be safe.
I would say too, you know, bring lots of money with you. Be prepared to spend more than what you think you're going to.
Yes.
And if you... Just a brief aside. Can I just talk about this for a second?
Because
if a person represents a brand or a company, they should be conscious of their behavior and how the things that they do and the things that they say will affect the perception of that brand. Would you agree with that?
I would.
Okay. And I'm not going to call anybody out specifically because I'm just not going to do that. It's not in my nature. But like Sarah said, be kind. People will remember the things that you say and the things that you do. And this isn't directed at anybody that we hung out with or anybody that we know or anybody that we've mentioned, you know, it doesn't matter. Just be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind. We're one community. We have the same goal, and that's to learn about spooky stuff. Thank you for tuning into this very special episode of Hey Strangeness. My name is Aaron.
My name is Sarah.
And we will see you somewhere within 10 days to 2 weeks for our next episode, and hopefully every 2 weeks after that if we can keep to our new update schedule.
Oh my gosh.
We're committing to it right now.
Wait, what?
Every 2 weeks, new episode.
Oh, God.
Sayonara, minasan! Bye.